This is KERA News. I'm Jeff Whittington. Chances are you probably didn't walk to work today, but walkability is one of the big topics at the 23rd Annual Congress for the New Urbanism being held in Dallas this week. Chris Leinberger is a land use strategist and developer, a professor at George Washington University, and a non-resident senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He's in town to address the Congress, and I caught up with him at NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Chris Leinberger, thanks for stopping by.
Glad to be here.
How is a walkable urban environment different from what we're used to seeing in North Texas?
Much higher density, at least 5 to 10 times more dense than a drivable suburban place. It's a mix of uses. And ideally, there's a multiple of ways of getting there, whether it be car, bike, obviously rail transit, bus, or just walking there. But once you're there, you walk everywhere.
What are some of the benefits of walkability?
Well, there's health benefits, of course. We've now proven that basically driving makes you fat. We know that for a fact. And the obesity epidemic and diabetes and all the rest that has been really driving up healthcare costs are directly related to our land use. There's a social equity challenge with drivable suburban. We tend to segregate according to income and race. And that's obviously only gotten worse. The situation in Baltimore right now is just a reflection of that.
Isn't it a risk to try to develop walkable urban neighborhoods? And I'm thinking specifically of North Texas, where people are so spread out, they're really in love with their cars.
You're going to see, and you are seeing, these kinds of walkable urban places develop throughout the entire region. It is not just the turnaround of downtown Dallas. It's going to be the urbanization of the suburbs. And you're seeing it in Plano, in Addison Circle. These are great urbanized suburban areas. And oh, by the way, it helps the single-family homes around it because those single-family neighbors have the best of both worlds. They can live in suburbia and walk to great restaurants and maybe even work. And what we found is they get a price premium of between 40 and 100% on a price per square foot basis because they have the best of both worlds.
So cars aren't evil. You just drive from one walkable urban environment to another.
Yes, cars are crucial to the future of our transportation system. However, we need a choice. The thing about the car-oriented, car-only approach is that we've told Americans to participate in our society, you must drive. Don't even think about what's now referred to as alternative transportation.
Your 2014 report, Foot Traffic Ahead, ranks your hometown of Washington, D.C. as number one for walkability. And that's compared with the largest 30 metro areas around the country. What makes D.C. so walkable?
It starts with the transit system, the rail transit system, Metro. And it's really built around that 80% of the walkable urbanism is around the rail transit system. And going forward, 80 to 90% of all development is being built around the rail transit system. And then finally, any developer worth their salt here has learned how to build complex, mixed-use, walkable urban development. That wasn't the case 20 years ago. Today, if you're not building walkable urban, you're not in business.
The DFW metro area in this report ranked pretty low for current walkability, 25th place out of 30, but it ranked 17th in terms of potential future walkability. Where are the opportunities in North Texas?
There are so many opportunities, and you're making some great investment decisions, and that is in particular with DART. You have 70, 80 stations that are seeing walkable urban development beginning to congeal around them, and it's going to be your future.
Chris Leinberger is president of LOCUS, a national coalition of real estate developers and investors. He's also a professor at George Washington University and a non-resident senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. Chris Leinberger, thanks again.
Glad to be here.